Good afternoon. Here is the regional news read by Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo. In our top stories, the road infrastructure in the North region will soon be improved upon. Members of the Road Fund have met recently in Garua to assess the current situation. Made in Cameroon chocolate brand floods the markets in the center region in line with the import substitution policy. In the meantime, an inter-religious march for peace has taken place in the North region as part of activities to mark the World Peace Day. Those were our major stories, and now the regional news in greater detail. Stakeholders involved in the rehabilitation of roads in the North region have been told to intensify works at a time when the head of state, through his end-of-year address, has announced imminent works along the Garua-Ngaoundéré stretch. Members of the Road Fund recently carried out a two-day working visit to the North region to assess the situation, as you tell us, Maimuna Njoya, in the following report.
Maintenance and rehabilitation works on some stretches of road in the North region are perceptible. The will is palpable, but delays abound. For 2 years now, some plans which had been elaborated by the Road Fund are still to be executed. Much is still left to achieve the desired result. On the 63-kilometer stretch from Garua to Mbandake along the border with Nigeria, where economic transactions prevail, contractors have not completed the rehabilitation works. Over in Pitwa, right up to Bibemi, all seems to have come to a standstill. The 48-hour inspection mission by members of the management committee of the Road Fund has led to a firm call for stakeholders to speed up. Francois Soman, head of mission in the three northern regions.
I call people to come and work. We collect some money to do the job, to repair our road. People have to do, because we are not doing really what we have to do.
After the different exchanges and agreements, it appears that during the next 3 months, the various stretches must have been rehabilitated to ease the movement of people and their goods. From the North Regional Station in Garua, Maimuna Njoya for the regional news.
And from the north to next door center region, where the processing of cocoa into chocolate is gaining grounds, thus promoting the Made in Cameroon brand. This activity contributes to the import substitution policy championed by the head of state. Pearl Sir visited a chocolate factory in the city of Yaoundé and compiled the following report.
At the Njungolo neighborhood in the capital city, Emmanuel Engueta and his team process natural cocoa beans to chocolate. He details that after the harvesting, the cocoa beans undergo fermentation, drying, and roasting before being grounded and transformed through 4 stages into finished products.
The raw material will just change to have a liquid chocolate. After that, we put chocolate in what we are calling mold to have different form. After that, we cool down the temperature. We remove chocolate. After, we are to put all packaging.
With 7 employees, he is able to produce a variety of chocolate flavors, ensuring that the hygienic conditions respect required norms.
We are producing 30 kilograms per day. Dark chocolate, 60%. Chocolate with milk, chocolate with ginger and sesame. We have also nut with milk chocolate and sesame. Our chocolate can stay 1 year for dark chocolate to order 6 months.
His brand, which speaks and adds volume to Made in Cameroon products, is found in most commercial spots in the city of Yaoundé.
Chocolate available at Bastos with some shop. We are doing what we are calling Made in Cameroon products. The plants of the future, we are going to have the opportunity to sell our chocolate in the 10 regions with a partner. We were doing in what we are calling e-commerce and to go to CEMAC.
Since the inception of his factory in 2017, Emmanuel Enkuenta has not only contributed in reducing dependency on imported chocolate, but he has also represented the Made in Cameroon label at home and abroad.
We have beans, techniques, machines, all those things are available to do good chocolate in our country. We were at La Haye. We went there to international fair to represent Cameroon. We were at the International African Trade Fair in Egypt. When Africans meet together to show what they are producing, we were at CIO, Salon International de l'Artisanat of Ouagadougou. We went to India to represent Cameroon with our chocolate. We are not frustrated. We are proud to be Cameroonian, to have what we are calling good beans, good chocolates.
Today, his chocolate manufacturing business contributes to economic growth, fosters the import substitution policy, and showcases the rich resources Cameroon has to offer in the realm of cocoa production. Pearl Sa for the regional news in the center.
We now take you to the far north region, where officials of health facilities and police stations in Marwa say they have received a dozen of cases of assaults, accidents and other incidents at the dawn of this new year. However, they attest to the fact that the cases are fewer as compared to last year. This, they say, is probably because many more people are becoming responsible while feasting. Henry Tatoekambi of CRTV Far North Bureau puts together the facts and figures in the following report.
Marwa saw a relatively calm transition into the new year, with the Marwa Regional Hospital recording some cases of knife wounds and accident-related injuries between December 31, 2024 and January 1, 2025. Dr. Bime Apollinaire is the Chief of Service of Emergencies at the hospital.
On the 31st of December night, we received 10 patients as a result of accidents and 4 cases of aggression. On the 1st of January, we received 26 patients, various cases of accidents, aggression, and those who were in a coma because of excessive drinking. So, if you sum up the cases, we had close to 40 of them as a result of the new year.
At the Marwa Central Police Station, officials reported a quiet night at work with fewer cases of aggression. The head of the police station, Senior Police Commissioner Bubakari Tahiru, attributed these to increased security measures and a more responsible attitude from the population.
During the period 31st December 2024 to 1st January 2025, we did not get too much situation. We put all elements at their concentration of people celebrating. The hierarchy organized the service that the whole town was full of policemen.
However, these officials attest that there has been a significant decrease in the number of cases as compared to last year.
As compared to last year, we had less cases of accidents, but a little more cases of aggression. But generally, the cases were fewer than last year.
Relatively calm.
Despite the decrease in incidents, officials hope this trend will continue during future celebrations and crossover nights. Henry Tatoekambi for the regional news in Marwa.
Over in the northwest region, the Bamenda Regional Hospital has been busy since the beginning of this year with cases of casualty, births and consultations at emergency units and maternity. In the meantime, there is stringent security measure put in place to ensure the safety of the patients and the population at large. Fela Kezia reports.
Maintenance and rehabilitation works on some stretches of road in the north region are perceptible. The will is palpable, but delays abound. For 2 years now, some plans which had been elaborated by the road fund are still.
We do apologize for that mix-up. We are taking you to the northwest region, precisely in Bamenda, where the Bamenda Regional Hospital has been busy since the beginning of this year with cases of casualty, births and consultations at the emergency unit and maternity. In the meantime, there are stringent security measures put in place to ensure the safety of the patients and the population at large. Fela Kezia reports. Okay, we shall be coming back to that report in the course of our regional news. We now move over to the littoral region where some families in Douala have welcomed their first babies of the year at the Lakentini Hospital. The two baby girls were born a few minutes into the new year 2025. Munira Fuapong visited some health facilities in Douala and compiled the following report.
16 minutes into the new year 2025, the first baby is announced at the Lakentini Hospital in Douala. The baby girl is visibly healthy and her coming sparks joy in the hearts of her parents. Blandinga is the midwife at the Lakentini Hospital. The first baby was delivered by the caesarean section. The baby weighs 1.7 kilograms and is in good health. Gifts will be offered by the hospital to the mothers. Just a few seconds after the first baby, the second one was born. We received this woman after she has been to several hospitals for a narrow pelvic that needed to be operated on, given that it is a premature case. But thank God, she delivered normally. The baby girl weighs 1.9 kilograms. Happy New Year to them all. Munira Fopon, CRTV News, Douala.
Okay, we are coming back to that report from the Northwest region, where the Bamenda Regional Hospital has been busy since the beginning of this year with cases of casualty births and consultations at the emergency unit and maternity. Fela Kezia reports.
The emergency and maternity unit of the Bamenda Regional Hospital from December 31st to January 2nd recorded two cases of physical assault, 8 from road traffic accidents, 1 case of a gunshot, and 1 other from a petrol burn, totaling 69 casualty and birth cases. Dr. Denis Sameh, director of the hospital, opined there has been a drop in the number of casualties this year.
This year, I think we received lesser cases that are dangerous. First of all, there was no death. And to say the number of road traffic accidents too also reduced. I think last year there were more than 15. There was no case of alcohol intoxication.
All security measures put in place were duly met, ensuring a peaceful celebration of the end-of-year festivities in the town, according to the Commissioner of the Central Police, Emmanuel Mbok.
It was an obligation for us to do everything to permit the population to celebrate in good conditions. According to the instruction received by the hierarchy, we were on the field throughout the night to be sure that all what we put like instruction is followed.
These analyses are proof of an improved security system, signaling a gradual return to normalcy in the region as 2025 unfolds. Fela Kezia Fonja, CRTV News, Bamenda.
We continue our ride of the regional news to the North region, where the Garoua Archdiocese has organized an inter-religious peace march under the theme Justice and Peace. The march for peace around the city culminated in prayers and praises to God under the supervision of the Metropolitan Archbishop of Garoua, His Grace Faustin Ambassadeur, in line with activities marking the World Peace Day. Details with Mercy Ashunyabeyu.
It was a peaceful march to raise awareness on the concept of peace and its benefits to the family, society and the nation as a whole, and at the same time, the negative effects in a region threatened by border conflicts and why not conflicts within the family. An inter-religious march and a prayer which gave room for religious leaders in different denominations to invoke God's peace to reign within families, the defense forces, to mention but these. Father Jean Duruwe of the Orthodox Church and Father Louis Abba Dugane of the Catholic Church shared their views on cherishing peace. Peace has no price. We organize this work to seek peace in the heart and to build.
For this year, we want that all the people, all the Christians, should pray for peace in our world so that we have to
intensify our prayers.
Holding as part of activities to mark World Peace Day, the Christians who gathered at the Saint Therese de l'Enfant Jésus Cathedral in Garoua are going home expected to live an exemplary life. Mercy Ashunyabe, CRTV News, Garoua.
And that's how we saw it on the regional news this day. Once again, our major stories. The road infrastructure in the north region will soon be improved upon. Members of the road forum have been meeting in Garoua to assess the current situation. Made in Cameroon chocolate brand floods the markets in the center region in line with the import substitution policy. An inter-religious march for peace has taken place in the north region as part of activities to mark the World Peace Day. The regional news was presented by Elizabeth Mbumbone Agbo.